For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for arts lovers. In the symphony orchestra, the conductor is usually the one that gets all the glory and the attention. There are a lot of string players and horn players and winds in the orchestra, all of whom eventually get their time in the spotlight here and there. But what about the one percussionist at the back of the room, behind all the strings and the horns? What are their lives like? How do you get to be one of them? You can find out in the book Sticking It Out, From Juilliard to the Orchestra Pit, A Percussionist's Memoir by Patty Neamy. It's the KBOK Changing Hands Bookstore Book Notes Selection for May 2016. The author, Patty Neamy, has played percussion in the San Francisco Opera Orchestra since 1992. She graduated from the Eastman School of Music and the Juilliard School and also played for the New World Symphony in Miami. Sticking It Out, From Juilliard to the Orchestra Pit, A Percussionist's Memoir, is her first book and is published by ECW. It's a story of one woman's journey as a musician, a percussionist who goes to Juilliard, endures seemingly endless auditions and part-time jobs, and finally lands the ultimate prize, a job with a major orchestra. But it's not just the story of becoming a professional musician, it's also the story of becoming a whole human being, triumphing over performance anxiety in a draining harassment situation that she had no tools and no guidance on how to deal with. This is 20 years before the sexual harassment guidelines and hostile workplace policies we have today. Her story isn't about some heavy-handed groper. It's the more subtle, insidious type of abuse doled out by a professor with power over her education and career. I could feel the pressure just from reading her account of her years at Juilliard, where she not only had to strive to be the best in a field of amazing talents there, but also had to dodge the attentions of a mentor without alienating him enough to cause retribution before she graduated. Eventually, catharsis came when Patty went to a screening of the film Anita, about Anita Hill, with a speech by Ms. Hill afterward. She said the whole experience made her stop doubting herself about her abuse. It was pretty emotional. Lest I put too much emphasis on this one aspect of the book, I have to tell you that this is not the entire focus of the book, but it does help explain her story, and I'm sure it'll resonate with many readers who probably have had similar experiences. There are a lot of fun anecdotes about life as a young musician that'll bring a smile to your face. A visit to a cymbal factory in Canada was a cute story, and I loved her anecdotes about living in a deteriorating Art Deco hotel in Miami's seedy pre-gentrification South Beach. The little details of her life at Juilliard and the constant practicing and the day-to-day of being a talented musician at the most prestigious music school in the country was quite interesting to an outsider. I felt like I had a better idea of the stress level that goes along with that career path than I did before. The audition process alone seems exhaustingly stressful and time-consuming. I could have used a little more percussion-splaining about exactly how she was practicing her parts by herself. I didn't quite understand how she was doing it. I knew she would play along with records or a metronome, but there were other times I wasn't sure. I didn't feel like I got enough explanation to satisfy my curiosity as a brass and reed playing stranger to the percussion world. That aside, though, this is a great read. A look into the life and career, along with the pitfalls and challenges of becoming a classical musician and the resilience of the human spirit. Two mallets up for Patty Neamy's Sticking It Out, From Juilliard to the Orchestra Pit, A Percussionist Memoir. To find out more about the book and to order it at a 20% Book Notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com. For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts.